Blog Talk Radio. morning, everyone, and welcome to our morning words of encouragement. I am your host, Danielle. Thank you all so much for tuning in on today. If it is your first time being here with us, we welcome you, and we invite you to continue joining us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. We also ask that you invite others to join the call as well. Our Morning of Encouragement is a ministry of the Central Church of Christ, located in Smyrna, Georgia, where Brother Willie Bradshaw is minister. On today, Brother Patrick Medlock will be presenting our words of encouragement. We kindly ask that you stop whatever it is you are doing to find yourselves a quiet corner and prepare to listen to the words God has placed upon his heart to share with us all on today. Immediately following the words of encouragement, he will close us out with a word of prayer. Brother Medlock, you are on the air.
Thank you, Danielle, and I bring you greetings from the Gateway Church of Christ in Southgate, Michigan. We are saints in covenant with God, and we are neighbors in love with you. We appreciate you, Danielle, for being so faithful and making sure that this program is set up and is run so smoothly every morning. Thank you very much, and I'm just going to say to you that God is writing in his book the efforts that you are putting forth, you and others that may be working with you, of whom I may not be aware. Thank you, Brother Bradshaw, for continuing to make the decision to sponsor this ministry and to include me and others in it as we continue to try to deliver just a brief word to begin the days of various individuals. As well as we want to thank everybody that's on the Blog Talk Radio side, where you can either call the telephone number or you can go on to www.blogtalkradio.com/grace nurture, and you can find any of my messages that are happening every Tuesday and have been for the last, I think I've been doing the regular, like every Tuesday now. We're probably on year 8, I think, of that. So you can go back quite a few years. I think that archive does go back pretty far. But not just me, but you can go and listen to some of the others that are happening Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. And we're thankful for everybody that's on the simulcast side of this as well. And so if there are some ways in which we can bless you and additionally, then on the Facebook side and even on the Blog Talk side, if for whatever reason you need to get a message to Danielle to send to me, then feel free to do that so that myself or Brother Bradshaw or others, you know, if we can be an additional blessing to you, pray with you, steady with you, then give us, let us know, and we'll either make ourselves available or put someone else in a position where they can be a blessing to you. Today is episode 78 of the Gratitude Tuesday series of devotionals. And today I'm calling it Not Your Garden Variety Adam. If you've been a studier of the Bible, then you understand that the Bible teaches that there are two Adams. The actual Hebrew in Genesis 1, and I believe a little, also I think it's in Genesis 2, the Hebrew word is Adam, and it means, depending on the context, either a living soul or mankind as such. And you kind of had the Adam that was created in the middle of day 6, I'm saying, and after he was created, there was just some things that were associated with him. Let's talk about the garden variety Adam, and then we'll talk about the not-so-garden variety Adam that really served as a do-over of the first Adam or Adam. So first, the first Adam, the first Adam, he used a garden. God made Adam, and then later in day 6, he made the garden. And the Bible tells us in Genesis 2 that he placed the man in the garden with the purpose of him cultivating it and keeping it. So knowing that that was the purpose for him, the idea was that he was always supposed to work. He was always supposed to be in a position and of a perspective that he would be productive in doing the things that God would have him to do. Then know that he did that. He did it for a while, but he wasted his chance and ended up having it so that he was expelled from the garden. Why? Because in addition to God giving him the opportunity to live in the garden, God also set things up so that Adam could be a free will moral agent. In other words, he was able to combine something that was associated with being created in the image and likeness of God. Unlike the animals, God gave Adam volition and God gave Adam morality. So the idea of volition is you're not forced or you're not just doing things forced solely based on instinct. You have a choice. And then the idea that the choices would have moral implications were built into Adam so that when God said, of every tree of the garden you can eat of, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, thou mayest not eat thereof, because in the day that you eat of it, you will surely die. Adam, that first Adam, as a free will moral agent, said, not as you will, but as I will, because he listened more to Eve than to God. He took of the fruit, and in taking of the fruit, he then sinned and said, it's more about my will, Lord, instead of yours. And then the third item is that he was able to, as Adam, know his wife, have relations with his wife. He was able to have Cain, Abel, Seth, and nothing wrong with that. I mean, he was fulfilling God's command when God said, be fruitful and multiply. And so Adam started that process, and we continue it today. Thank God for Jesus. Because Jesus essentially says, and you just got to know that we just need to appreciate him more and more. He also, the Bible calls it, it says in several places, that he was the second Adam. And in being the second Adam, he was not your garden variety Adam. He also had a garden, the Garden of Gethsemane. We read in several places where Jesus went to the Garden of Gethsemane to pray. And then we have the famous time just before he is crucified where he has that time to pray, where he says to the Peter, James, and John, sit here while I go pray. And then he finds that they're sleeping. He says, his soul was deeply grieved to the point of death. And then he says, not like the first Adam, not as you will, but as I will. But he says, Father, if you're not going to let this cup pass from me, then not as I will, but as you will. So they both used their gardens differently. They both were, as free will moral agents, made the decision to definitely obey God or not obey God. The second Adam essentially humbled himself, was equal to God, was willing to say, I'm going to now acknowledge you as Father, and you can acknowledge me as the Son now, so that man might have a right to return and have access to the tree of life. And the second Adam, when it came to his relations with his wife, we appreciate what the Bible says in Ephesians chapter 5 and verse number 25, starting, husbands, love your wives, even as Christ love the church, because the church, the Bible teaches us, is Jesus' wife, and gave himself for it, that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word, that he might present it to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but it be holy and without blemish. And as Paul was teaching these truths by using the example of Christ, those of us that are husbands or prospective husbands be reminded that we need to love our wives just as Christ also loved the church. Because as I asked about the do-overs, and various ones of you did say, hey, financially or physically or spiritually, if you had a chance to do a do-over, many of you would say you do all of them. Physically, some of you said that that would be the case. There's things that you would maybe have done differently in the past. Do it over in all of them. So, again, I get it. But just know that as we look at passages, as we close this, like 1 Corinthians 15, in verse number 45 beginning, so as it is written, the first man became a living soul. That's referencing Genesis 2 and 6. The last Adam became a life-giving spirit. However, the spirit is not first, but the natural, then the spiritual. The first man is from the earth, earthly. The second man is from heaven. As is the earthly, so also are those who are earthy. And as is the heavenly, so also are those that are heavenly. As we have been born the image of the earthly, we will also bear the image of the heavenly. We're able to do that because we automatically are going to model, to some extent, the blueprint of the first Adam. But we need to voluntarily make sure that we're plugging into the blueprint of that second Adam, not a garden variety Adam, the Adam do-over that gives us access again to the tree of life. Father, please help us as we continue to live and move and have our very being in you. And as we continue to try to live our lives, if indeed we can access your power, your strength in being able to do the things that we need to do, then that's only going to help us. Father, you see that Yvonne has asked for prayer for spiritual strength and making sure that she doesn't have a brokenness of heart, as you've seen also that Brenda Bracewell has asked for issues with her health and making sure that her health challenges she's able to overcome. And there may be some other particular questions or concerns that are not being expressed that I'm sure you are aware of, Father. We want to just ask you to just be with us and give us the things that you know we need, even if it's not verbally or even on our radar screen as to the things that we may want. And Father, just help us to be able to just make the singular goal, whether we're still in our slippers, whether we're in the seat of our cars, traveling, or whether we are already in the corner of our cubicles or our offices, please allow it so that we can just bring glory and honor to you on this clean canvas of a gift, that in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.